one you see particularly, you know, down, I guess, after that loss, how many days did it take you to get over it?
I mean, it's a tough loss. I mean, it's one of the biggest losses in my career. I don't think it's just something that you just, you know, totally forget. You know, I'm sure as a team, I'm sure as a, you know, as a defense, you know, you forget stuff like that. But me and being the guy that I am, you know, I always remember that because I never want to experience that again. And just use that to drive me in games going forward. But yeah, it's just a tough game. All the way around, yeah. I mean, when you score 51 points, it's just, you know, just a bad game. But, I mean, it is behind us. You know, I'm not, you know, as a team, as a whole, you know, it is behind us. We're not too worried about that. We have another great opportunity going against, you know, arguably the best football team in the NFL. So, we got a huge opportunity again. So, you can't really be, you know, you can't stay caught in the past. We got a huge game coming up this week, and if we can, you know, get this one, it'd be wonderful. It truly will be.
Does this ding your swagger at all, or is that swagger still there?
Could be.
Or just.
Oh yeah. About to say, you know, individually, you know, I'm gonna be the guy that the Broncos brought me in to be, no matter what, you know. But I mean, it, as professionals, you know, as men, you know, you go out there and you get beat like that, it definitely. You know, it definitely hurts. We got punched in the stomach. But we have high character guys in the locker room, you know, who have fought through adversity before. You know, I wouldn't want to go into a game with, and I wouldn't replace any of these guys going to the next game. I want to leave on the outside, Chris on this side. You know, I want DT, Brock, and Emmanuel on the other side. I want to go out there and prove that, you know, last week was just a fluke. We got the same exact team this week, and we can, we have an opportunity to go out here and get a win. That'd be wonderful for us. That'd be great.
Obviously, a first-year head coach has to deal with a lot of things regardless, but for him to for Vance to be going through this four-game losing streak with you guys, very few of you in the locker room have dealt with that, what's your idea of how he's handled it and kind of what you guys have seen from him?
I mean, it's just a tough situation for all of us, not just the head coach. It's just a tough situation. You know, losing the National Football League is just not good. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, you could do anything you want. You could do whatever you want to do between – you know, Monday and Saturday. But if you go out there and win, you know, you're doing something right. You know, if you're not winning, you're doing something wrong. But, you know, my point of view on everything, Coach VJ has been phenomenal. You know, the record truly doesn't say the type of, you know, coaching and type of team that we have. VJ has been, you know, completely 100% phenomenal, you know, with me and all of the guys in the locker room and with the coaches. Our coaches have been phenomenal. We are the best of the best coaches. You know, we come out here and we practice. We've trained together. You know, three great weeks of practices in a row. You know, our chefs and our field guys and, you know, our trainers are all first class, all phenomenal. But it doesn't equal, you know, wins. We got to figure that part out. But we got to figure that part out so we can enjoy all this other stuff and really, you know, take advantage of where we are, you know, in time right now, where we are in our careers. You know, I'm, you know, year seven. I don't want to have a losing season in my prime. I don't want to, you know, have a team score 51 points on us. It's a tough situation that we all feel, you know. So when we step out there doing everything in our power to win games, you know, it's a tough league. It's a tough league. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But we have the formula. We have the formula for it to work for us. We just got to continue to push and it'll happen for us.
Well, does it make it any worse when you guys have the examples of success? San Diego, you dominated for three quarters of the game. Dallas beat all over the field. Does it make it even worse when you have those examples of what this team can be like collectively, and yet you're dealing with this over the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL, you know. That's what makes it great. That's what makes it, you know, beautiful. You know, you can have all the stars on the roster and, you know, go out there and not win a game. You could go out there with, you know, a bunch of no names and win the Super Bowl. That's I love that. I love that aspect of the game. I feel like that is the most beautiful part. Any given Sunday I step on the field, I have an opportunity to do something great. I have an opportunity to do something that nobody has ever done before. And that's what drives me every single week. I mean, you don't always win, but we still have a huge opportunity in front of us.
You had some of your signature games against New England, win or lose. Anything about Tom Brady that gets your little extra juice for you?
Yeah, I mean, he's the GOAT, you know. He's the GOAT. I mean, I'm going against the GOAT. Like, You know, it's two different ways. It's two different types of emotions that you can have going against the best. You can have the emotion of, oh, man, this guy's great. You know, he's going to do this. He's going to do that. You go into the game expecting that. Or you can have that emotion like, I'm going against the best. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to play lights out so I can show everybody what we're about, show everybody that we are great too. And that has been my mentality since 2011 when I came into the National Football League. When we played Tim Tebow versus, you know, the Patriots here. We got a great team. I'm excited to go out here. And that is the mentality that I have had, you know, every single time I play the Patriots.
On the Eagles' touchdowns, they went away from you a couple times. They got you unblocked on the screen and then a kind of a read option. When they're running the ball away from you, is there anything you can do to combat that, or are you kind of stuck from a schematic
side? I could beat my guy really, really fast and run over there and make the tackle. That's what I could do. I could beat the guy really, really fast. It can be done. I'm not joking. I could beat my guy really, really fast, faster than normal. I can go over there and make the tackle. Help out on the tackle. And then that's just my mindset. I play either on the left or the right. I don't play in the middle, so I can't really be on every single play. But every play that comes to my side, it's my play. It doesn't matter if it's left, right. It doesn't matter if it's wide, you know, shallow. If it comes over here, I got to make that play. That's the mentality that I have. And I want to make all the plays over here. And then when it's time to rush the passer, I have to get to the quarterback. So, that's when I line up. That's my game in a nutshell.
As a defense and a pass rusher, how much does it help coming back at home for this week, especially going against Brady?
Yeah, I mean, it helps. You want to play at home. You definitely want to play at home. We got some of the best fans in the National Football League. We want to play in front of those guys. We want to be loud. You know, we want those guys. You know, We want those guys loud. We want it rocking in there. It really does create an advantage for us. And yeah, we want to play at home. From a defensive end, linebacker, whatever you call it, we want to be at home.
Everybody likes to talk about the sacks.
I got you next, Jeff. My bad.
I know everybody likes to talk about sacks, but do you feel like sometimes your run defense personally is overlooked?
I mean, you got to play good run defense to rush the passer. And Coach Sherman, my college coach, when I was in college, he told me that a long time ago. You know, right when I started getting sacks, okay, sacks are coming. You got to play the run. You want to be good on both. And that's just been my mindset. I remember early in the year, I said I rush the passer. You know, that's what I do best. But I want to be good at everything. So whatever it is, whatever the play snap, I want to be great at that. If it's coverage, if it's, you know, playing the run, if it's rushing the passer, I want to get an A+ on that.
In your theory, I think Demaryius is the only guy in the locker room who's seen this team lose four games in a row.
Yep.
Why is it so hard for this group to sort of stop the train?
Man, I don't know. I mean, if I had, if I had to answer that, baby, you know, I could coach and play football at the same time. I need two checks. You know, but you know, I'm a player. You know, we have. Some of the best coaches, some of the best leadership, you know, in the world. And, you know, we still can't, you know, figure it out. But I feel it. Like, I feel it. In the games that we play, you know, just in the Philadelphia game, you know, it was tough, but it was plays in there. If we were able to string those together, the game would have been, you know, totally different. And that's the beauty of football. If you could be solid here but not so solid here, and this will get you beat. This will get you blown out over here. So it's a beautiful game, and you have to really stay on top of all of your mistakes, you know, on and off the football field to, you know, be a successful team.
How do you balance taking some necessary risks and not letting those offsides penalties build up?
I knew the offsides question was coming. I mean, you know, for me, I'm so tuned into the game. Like half of the time, I don't even hear the fans or, you know, the scoreboard or even guys on the sideline. You know, I'm so in tune with my guy, the ball, the quarterback, the formation. And when I'm in my stance, you know, in some plays where I'm, you know, where I'm more tense than others. So if it's the beginning of the game, you know, first and 10, you know, anything that moves, you know, I have to change that out of my game. You know, anything that moves, I'm going. You know, so on those plays, I'm vulnerable for, you know, offsides or, you know, a false start. But the thing is, I look at it like taxes. You know, I'm gonna get the sacks are gonna come. So the false starts and the offsides are like taxes for those. You know, you got to play taxes. You got to pay taxes. I would like to, you know, to keep my you know, my tax is, you know, minimal. I wouldn't like to, you know, have two a game, you know. Probably one every, you know, one every three games, you know, it'd be cool. But, you know, two a game is just not good. It's, you know, it's Coach Bug, he coaches us better than that. You know, Coach Kotler, all the guys coach us better than that. It's just, you know, especially when you're down, you're just more inclined to take risks like that. But never on 3rd and 10, never on, you know, crucial situations for me, never. But it is some plays where I walk out there. And I think, you know, as a fan, you can feel it like, okay, you know, moving the ball, you know, they've been going on one for the last, you know, six snaps. You know, I'm a gambling man. Gambling got me here, you know. So
you look stunned on the one that he didn't snap the ball.
On
the second one, I think?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
You look surprised that he had not snapped.
Yeah, I was surprised because I'm looking at the scoreboard. We're down by, like, 30 points. You know, they got, you know, Nick Foles in. Thinking, like, everything is on one. We're trying to get out of here, you know. But obviously I was wrong. But, so yeah, it's all good.
Is this losing streak? Is this, like, a Super Bowl tax?
No. Losses, no. That's too big of a tax. You never want to pay in losses. You know, never. But I never want to pay in losses. But I mean, that's not like I don't really have. No, I never want to pay in losses. We want to win.
Well, how do you think about maybe having to face Mark Tellis this weekend?
I mean, it's you know, Martellus with the Patriots. It just seems, you know, natural to me. It just seems natural. It's a perfect fit. He was perfect for him last year. They won a Super Bowl with him last year, so it's a perfect fit.
All right,
thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.